This video is going to give you a deep understanding of what it takes to trigger a phone verification. Now, my name is Chris Palmer, and in today's local SEO video, I'm going to walk you through Google My Business verification for local SEO and the Google My Business spam score. Now, when we're talking about spam score, what we're talking about is a trust metric. Just like with maps, there is a spam score. This is a trust metric that is assumed by Google. So what I'm going to walk you through is some of my understanding I want to share with you. I'm going to walk you through what the spam score is all about, what it takes to have a trusted listing, and that's what we're going to do today. Let's not waste any time. So when we're talking about spam score, the very first thing, it's all about the persona. So the very first step, the very first thing all comes down to your IP address. All right. So the IP address is where it all starts. It's beginning with the IP address that you're on. So, and that's going to lead me right into, well, what Gmail are you using? You have to start thinking. I mean, we have to start at the very beginning. IP address. Okay, I'm on a trusted IP address. Now, number two would be, well, what Gmail are we using? So a Gmail account is tracking every single piece, every single step. So that really leads us right into, well, that means that we're generating what is called a persona. So if we're on the right IP address, we have our Gmail account, it's aged. We are building up a persona that is within a certain vicinity, right? Say we want to verify in Toronto, Canada. Our IP address is in Toronto. We have a Gmail that was created in Toronto. We are doing searches in Toronto, right? We're starting to have a Google spam score that is a lot lower for Google My Business for our local SEO campaigns. Now, as we're going down and we have our account personas, as you can see, this is starting to form. The next step is going to be the website. Is the website that we have, is that created in Canada? Are we getting Canadian traffic? I'm using Canada or USA, whatever the case is, right? Is the traffic coming in? Is it all fitting the persona? Once we have that, we need to know, well, was that website verified? Now, there's a way of tagging a website. I'm sure you may or may not know, all right? And a metadata tag is for your Search Console. It's how you verify your site. All right, so that's the verification process. It's verification. And verification includes a Search Console. So have you verified the account? Do you have a verification? Do you have Search Console? Do you have Google Analytics installed? Now we're starting to build more trust. Our spam score is low now. Now, when we're talking about trying to trigger for a phone verification, these are the processes that we need to take, and I'm going to wrap all of this up at the end for you to make it make a lot of sense. Really, what they're looking at for trust metrics is, what about social profiles? Are they connected? Are they listed on the website? Do we have a phone verification for, say, Facebook, right? Or is the Pinterest connected? Twitter has a deal with Google. Do we have a Twitter account in that business name where that phone number was used? Now, the next piece is, we need to start looking at, well, if we didn't try to trigger for a, the next piece we need to look at is, generally businesses will build citations. Now, citations are digital mentions. Now, that could be unstructured or structured citations. Now, again, is the website used? Is that in our browsing history? Do we list those citations on our site? See us on Yelp. Have we received reviews indicating? That's actually the next one. So number eight would be reviews such as Yelp, right? So this is actually solidifying that we have a business and a business location, right? Then we're actually accruing reviews, and this is all before we are trying to trigger for a Google My Business. So let's move on down here, and this is building that ultimate trust. Now let's go to number nine here. Number 9 is the aggregators. Now, the aggregators are the ones that are gathering up this information. When you have all of these other signals, if we take a look up here, do we have the verification on the page? Our social profiles? Are the citations set up? Do we have a website? The aggregators are literally going through and gathering up all that data, right? They're gathering the data. Google is reading that data. We know when there's mass citations, when there's mass amounts of data being pushed at Google, Google will list a Google My Business for you. They'll go out of their way and just do it for you if all of the other pieces are in place. But when you start putting all of these pieces together, you can even start assigning things like, okay, IP address is the same. That's a plus one. Two, that's a plus one. The social profiles, the websites, everything is starting to tie together. Then we're going to go in for our GMB verification. And when the GMB verification comes in, it's looking at, is the phone the same? Is the site the same? Right? Is this starting to make sense? Is the IP address the same? You see, it's a computer. It's doing these calculations. It's doing all of these calculations. Is the Gmail the same? Same persona, right? You see where I'm going with this? This is when you're starting to do the verification process. It's looking at these metrics. And then when you actually go in for the verification, now we're moving into the verification process. Yes, it's going to look at, all right, we're going to go right to this. So are we on the same Gmail? Is the phone number the same? Is the site the same? Is the IP address the same? Are we using the same Gmail to set this up? Is it the same persona going to set this up? And then it's going to look at the very next piece, which is going to be the niche. Is this a spammy niche? Is this something that could be easily manipulated? Is this something where, you know, the profitability is high enough for manipulation? And that's calculated into the score. Now, I want to talk about the score now. So if we start looking at these things, this is what makes up the spam score and gives you your trust. So if we start looking at all of these pieces separately, we could say, okay, this is a plus one. Now, down here, a niche could end up taking away pluses. I'm not sure of the scoring levels, but I can tell you this. If you meet all of this criteria and you go in for a phone verification, I bet you dollars to donuts that you're going to get it. Now, the next step, and this is something that I get a lot, I get this question relatively frequently is, okay, let's say we go through the process of verification. There's multiple different methods. We do it this way, right? Well, how do I keep it verified? Well, the very next piece is your reviews. Now, the reviews need to consistently come in, but they cannot only be from one site. You see, the aggregators, along with other sites, if it's a legitimate and growing business, you should be receiving traffic from your social entities coming in from your website. You should be getting reviews on multiple sites so the aggregators can pull in. That could be Apple, that is Yelp, that's Bing. All of that's together. This needs to be consistent along with the traffic. This is how you will keep your verifications live. The last piece is consistent. Now, when we're talking about reviews, you can adjust your spam score. Now, when you're starting to bring in your reviews, are they coming from local guides? Are they coming from different IP addresses that don't match this type of service area? I'm sure you can see where I'm going with this. So this is the spam score. Now, as far as keeping that verification, all of these practices need to be repeated, and the reviews that are coming in need to meet criteria. This all goes into the spam score. This is what is going to give you your spam score, and this is what is going to end up being the probability of a phone verification. This pretty much wraps up the point that I wanted to give. My name is Chris Palmer. If you have any questions regarding Google My Business, if you have questions regarding local SEO, if you have questions regarding pretty much anything digital marketing, Facebook ads, SEO, local SEO, national SEO, affiliate SEO, really anything SEO, digital marketing, internet marketing related, always feel free to go ahead and leave it in the comments below. And I look forward to seeing you in the next Google My Business Local SEO video. Have a wonderful day.